speedy recovery. He's battling a viral infection, something that a lot of people get this time of the year. So unfortunately, it was tough for him because he's a Long Island, New York guy. He was forced to cancel a couple of concerts scheduled for Madison Square Gardens in New York. Because of his viral infection, he couldn't go on. So he's still battling those infections. He's got until July 5th to get healthy again, because that's his next show, which is an outdoor concert at Progressive Field. It's a huge baseball stadium, and that's in Cleveland, Ohio. And he's moved the New York Madison Square Garden shows to December. So there he is, Billy Joel, one of my favorite icons. You've got Border Crossings on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London, keeping you company. Love to hear from you. 202-619-2077 is the number, right? 619-2077. And I do want to also mention, I have some news about Beyonce. The latest news just came across the wire, and I'm going to give that to you in a few minutes. So if you're interested to know, has she given birth or not, and why haven't we heard from her, I'm going to tell you. But that's coming up after we listen to a little bit of music. Tiki Tafari wants me to play this song right here on Border Crossings. He says, this is a request from my little sister who loves this next song. Please play it. It's from a band called The Wanted. And this is Glad You Came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came. The sky fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time is slipping away, away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
I'm glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Yeah. They want the drama, got the ooze. Ship the whole crew to the cruise. Do it, you don't even see him move. Ride with me, boss. I got a hard head, but her arrow tall. She want the last name with the ring on it. Cause I pulled out a million cash, told her blank on it.
French Montana, and that song features Sway Lee, and the song request is from Lowell, and it's called Unforgettable here on Border Crossings, and French Montana has just been added to the list of stars who are appearing at and performing at the BET Awards show this coming up Sunday in L.A., along with Gucci Mane, Mary J. Blige, Maxwell, Khalid, El DeBarge, many other artists will be there. Of course, lots are nominated for awards. Beyonce leads with 7 nominations. Lowell, thank you for the request. Now, I did mention I had a Beyonce update, and since I'm talking about Beyonce leading the BET Award nominations with the 7 she got, TMZ is reporting. This is TMZ. This is only one source, but TMZ is reporting. She gave birth over the weekend. However, there's an issue. The babies were born prematurely. It wasn't full term, so they're saying it's a minor health issue, but there is an issue, which is why the focus and attention is on the babies now. It's not on announcing anything. A little bit of controversy. Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, posted a social media message saying, "Congratulations on my grandkids." And then Beyonce's beehive said, "Hey, wait, this is her announcement, not yours. What are you doing?" Of course, she and her dad have had kind of a rough relationship in the last few years. He was once her manager, and she fired him. But nonetheless, congratulations on the kids, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family now, as the doctors do what doctors do. And we will keep you posted on this, but that's what TMZ is reporting. There seems to be a minor, this is TMZ's words now I'm using, minor health issue. So there you go. Vincent Maloba checked in. I heard from Havana, who's listening to us. Henoch and Moses Sarugo in Uganda. Thanks for joining us. Ray is coming up after we take care of this request for Una Vanags. Una Vanags is a new listener, and she listens in Reykjavik, Iceland, to Border Crossings. So thank you very much, Una Vanags, for joining us, and she's requested this rock and roll song from Linkin Park called Paper Cut on Border Crossings.
Might feel like night today. Something in here's not right today. Why am I so uptight today? Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stressed me first and how the pressure was fed, but I know just what it feels like to have a voice in the back of my head. Like a face that I hold inside, face that awakes when I close my eyes, face that I watch every time I lie, face that laughs every time I fall. It merges everything, so I know that when it's time to sink or swim, the face inside is hearing me right underneath my skin.
It's like a paranoia broken off on my back.
On the inside too, your paranoia is probably worse. I don't know what set me on first, but I know what I can't stand. Everybody acts, but the fact of the matter is I can't add up to what you can. But everybody has a face that they hold inside, face that awakes when I close my eyes, face that watches every time they lie, face that laughs every time they fall.
It watches everything,
so you know that when it's time to sink or swim, that the face inside is watching you too, right inside your skin.
It's like a paranoid looking over my back. It's like a whirlwind inside of my head. It's like a can't stop.
Crossings. You like that, Ray, huh?
I'm jumping up and down on my chair here, man.
A little rock and roll for Reykjavik.
And banging my head.
Una the Nogs, who said, please dedicate the song to my friends Brian, Mads Milkeson, Hugh Dancy, Caroline, DeVernus, Gillian Anderson, and Hannibal Crew. I love them all so much. So there you go, for Iceland.
I've been to Iceland.
Have you really?
Yeah, it was by accident. We were flying from Washington to
Dubai. You were going to Minnesota.
I know.
And you ended up in Iceland.
I got on the wrong plane. We were flying from Washington to Dubai, and there was a problem with the plane, so they had to land in Keflavik, Iceland, in the middle of the night. We got out. And
how'd you know it was the middle of the night? Because they have Iceland. You know, sometimes the sun never sets there. Right?
True.
You know, it could be the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was dark. It was dark. There was snow on the ground. We walked around the airport, and it was a really nice airport.
Mm.
So, I've been to Iceland.
And Kaleo, they just had a song that we were playing.
That's right.
From Iceland as well.
Great Icelandic bands.
You're listening to Ray McDonald, who's the voice of Chart Chat, and he hosts the Billboard Top 20, which means it's time for some eye-opening news about what's going on the charts.
Well, I have some...
Or ear-opening.
Some chart hits to chat about. Let's start with Shawn Mendes, who is on fire right now. The name of the song is There's Nothing Holding Me Back, and this is very true. Right now, there's nothing holding Sean back. It jumps from 22nd to 18th place. This is Sean's fifth top 20 single in 2 years, and we'll catch up with him after There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let her take control, 'cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy.
take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Our minds and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark. I know we'd be alright. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Hear that one on VOA 1. Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back, moving from 22nd to 18th place. Sunday, Shawn was back home in Canada. He won Pop Music Video of the Year at the Much Music Video Awards for his previous countdown hit, Mercy. And then on Monday, he performed this song on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Shawn is everywhere at once. He was in Milan, Italy, to launch a touchscreen smartwatch.
Wow.
It's a joint venture with Emporio Armani. Like I said, the kid's on fire. Last year, Shawn topped the album chart for a second time with the Illuminate album. He's going to kick off his world tour on July 6th in Portland, Oregon. Charlie Puth is his, I guess you'd call it, co-headliner. And I think that's a really smart pairing, because you are going to get a lot of crossover fans. I mean, they generally appeal to the same demographic, and they're both gifted artists. They're both great songwriters and singers. I think that's a great pairing.
And they're both hot young males.
Well, there you go.
Can't imagine the shriek level in that arena everywhere they go.
The decibel level is going to be high. Speaking of being a hot young male, Shawn Mendes just disproved a rumor. He says Katy Perry never groped his backside. Now, this rumor started circulating that Katy sort of reached out and gave Shawn a squeeze on the iHeart Music Awards red carpet. Shawn says, yeah, I guess that was just a story. It didn't really happen.
No, it wasn't Shawn. It was Wagner who did that.
yes, our rogue engineer here. We have to keep Wagner under lock and key. Right. My next song, and this is one of those happy accidents that sometimes pop up on Border Crossings. My next song is also a request by Beza Kabedi. And Beza Beza said, "You promised to play Down by Fifth Harmony and Gucci Mane because you got my request wrong last week.
Oy.
Shame on
Oy,
you.
We're going to request jail.
Shame, shame." Well, Beza, you're going to be very happy because this next song is Fifth Harmony featuring Gucci Mane, Down. It's this week's Hot Shot debut in 42nd place, and we will catch up with Fifth Harmony after Down.
Scoochie.
Somebody with some patience, 'cause you know I got a temperament. And yeah, you got a reputation, nothing that a little love can't fix. There ain't no kind of situation where I wouldn't cross the line for you. FBI interrogation, I would get up there and lie for you.
When push come to shove, you show me love. When push come to shove,
promise from the members of Fifth Harmony, Down, featuring Gucci Mane. It's the Hot Shot debut this week at number 42, and it's worth noting that Camila Cabello's debut single, Crying in the Club, has so far peaked in 47th place on the Hot 100, and it's heading down.
Down.
So I suppose you could give this round to Fifth Harmony. And there's definitely a rivalry there. Camila left Fifth Harmony last December, under circumstances that are still somewhat mysterious. No one really talked about it. Camila's was saying, well, I needed to write my own material. I needed to be a solo artist. There's a lot being unsaid there, but suffice it to say, there's a rivalry going on. They're both working on their debut albums. Camila's is supposed to drop in September. We still don't have a release date for the Fifth Harmony album. Reportedly, they're working with producers Skrillex and Pooh Bear, who've both worked with Justin Bieber. So Fifth Harmony is calling in some of the big guns. As far as concert appearances, so far, Fifth Harmony's only concert date this year is a July 8th appearance at the iHeart Radio Music Festival up in Calgary, Canada. But, you know, we're going to have dueling albums. We're going to have dueling tours. So this rivalry is going to be strong for the next several months.
They can pull a Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, you know, and release their album the same day Camila releases hers.
Yeah, there's some heavy beef in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I know that several of the girls have done solo stuff from Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren just recorded a song with Miriam Hill, and Brooke recorded a solo song, and Normani was on Dancing with the Stars. So they're all doing their own thing.
Well, let's remember that Fifth Harmony was an assembled group.
Yes.
These were all originally solo artists who were put together. It was on the US X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Assembled by Simon Cowell, just like Simon assembled One Direction. And he's had outstanding success with these assembled groups, but they all have a shelf life.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald,
yep,
for coming in and joining us here on Border Crossings.
My pleasure.
Listening for instrumental music. Oh, there it is. I knew we'd hear it eventually. Hey, thank you very much for the Chart Chat segment. And if people want to catch you on your Billboard Top 20 countdown every week, where do they go? How do they hear you?
Every Thursday on VOA1. And you can also catch me on Twitter at Ray on the Hits.
All right. And you've got your podcast, too.
We have our podcast every Monday. The lady DJ, Nikki, and I get together on Facebook Live. And we spend a half hour chatting about the musical headlines of the day.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald. And thank you for coming in. And we'll see you again next Tuesday.
You got it, Larry.
Tomorrow on the show, Mary Lambert. Thursday on the show, Clean Bandit. Friday on the show, the greatest female artists of all time. I want to say hello before I go to Hawkeye fan who has been requesting Flowbots. We'll get to that next week. I promise you we'll play it for you, but thank you, Hawkeye fan, for checking in. Richard O'Mara also writing in and saying hi to us as well. Both of them using email. Yes, we do read email. BorderCrossings@voa.gov. And don't forget about our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you, Wagner, engineer, Vince, our director, and Markel, our producer today. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening. Mary Lambert tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Oh.